As of Wednesday morning, 3,824 people are waiting for mental health care in the Guelph, Wellington and Waterloo regions. All of these people have completed an assessment with the Canadian Mental Health Association Waterloo-Wellington, CMHAWW, however, due to a backlog, these people are waiting for access to services and ongoing care. This figure does not include those who have called in crisis as those called are responded to immediately. Helen Fishburne, CMHAWW CEO, said the pandemic completely changed the baseline in mental health and addictions, pushing the estimated 1 in 5 Canadians who will personally experience a mental health problem or illness into irrelevancy, as she believes that number is creeping closer to 4 out of 5 Canadians. That's not to say 4 in 5 Canadians have a diagnosable mental health condition, but you look at the level of disruption, the level of distress and the significant impact COVID-19 has had on people's lives, said Fishburne. Since the pandemic started, CMHAWW has seen a 35-40% increase in calls per month, jumping from a monthly pre-pandemic average of 3,500 to 4,000 calls, 6,000 and 6,500 per month. CMHAWW is calling for further action from the Ford government, which includes increased funding to address the gaps in the budget which allow for mental health funding to slip through. For the past 18 months, we have had people calling us that have never ever needed to reach out for help before, and thousands of people, so that is the new normal for mental health and addictions, said Fishburne. We were underwater before, but now it's literally a tsunami. Marking the start of a new legislative session, Premier Doug Ford's government had the opportunity to lay out a roadmap to recovery, which Fishburne believes did not adequately emphasize the need to support the community health and addiction sector. Ford's throne speech, delivered by Lt. Governor Elizabeth Dowdeswell on October 4, emphasized the economic recovery from COVID, supporting the healthcare and long-term care systems and the fading of the vaccine rollout, while saying the ultimate goal shared by all is avoiding future lockdowns. The government needs to fund a full comprehensive mental health and addiction system in Ontario to be able to support those changing needs, said Fishburne. Lumped into the healthcare category, the throne speech did not acknowledge the mental health crisis, neglecting to address the concerns raised by groups such as CMHA. A fully funded mental health and addiction system, according to Fishburne, would see funding going toward a system of care, similar to what is seen when someone is diagnosed with cancer and receives care coordination and access to someone who can alleviate and help with the treatment plan by connecting the pieces of care. They have someone that acts as the glue in their treatment plan and connects them and all of the pieces of their care together. We don't have that in the mental health and addiction system, said Fishburne. Across Waterloo, Guelph and Wellington, there are 11 formally funded mental health and addictions care providers who are all connected through the HEAR 24/7 service. According to 3 rounds of CMHA Ontario public polling, the pandemic is a serious mental health and addictions issue, with nearly 80% of Ontarians believing that the province is going to be facing a significant mental health crisis when the pandemic is over. The budget's funds allocated to fight mental health are not reflective of these polls. However, of the $69.8 billion in base health sector funding outlined in the Ford government budget, only 5.8% goes toward the community health and addiction sector receives only. When the budget was released in March of this year, additional funding of $175 million in 2021-22 as part of the historic investment of $3.8 billion over 10 years for mental health and addiction services was included.